you? How could you, Jack?
I'm sorry, like, I couldn't help it.
That was horrible! Who wrote the script?
Welcome to the movie show!
FM. Yo, what is up?
What's up?
Where is that?
It is at the movie show right here on Active FM.
With your hosts.
Ryan.
And?
Sash. Ryan, I said your name first because I feel like it's the movie show with Ryan and Sash. Sash and, yeah, that's why
for
that
me
one.
For me it's Sash and Ryan. For
oh,
you
for
it's
real?
Ryan and Sash.
That's why the one time, I don't know if you know this, if you are a faithful listener to the movie show, you will know that I once did this. I once called myself Ryan. We started the show and I was like, I'm Ryan. And the reason I did that was because Ryan in my head is supposed to go first. But now Ryan asked me first who I was. So I was like, I'm, but in my head I'm like, no, you're Sash, but you're supposed to. It's Ryan's first, right? And yep. Then I said, I'm Ryan.
That's what happens when you're doing this for however long.
Yes, so many years.
Very long.
Yes. Anyway, yep. Moving right along. So today we are going to be watching, or not watching, reviewing
watched,
a movie.
We were
going to
be reviewing.
That Ryan picked out. I'd just like to put all the blame on Ryan for this one.
What are you saying, Josh?
Yeah.
Okay, well, give your opinion. Just go. Go for it. Because I don't have an opinion. I'm just like, I watched it. It wasn't great. It wasn't a disaster. It was like, nice movie.
It was, I felt like it was trying to be a movie.
Describe a movie.
I don't know. Movies are... You know what? I felt like the footage was almost done on like a home... It was very... How do I explain this? Like it didn't look like a movie. It looked like you know, a video you make when you go on holiday or... I don't know how to explain this. I don't know if I'm explaining it properly. There was some part of the cinematography that didn't match up. Not everything was bad in it. But... Yeah, it was just, it was trying to, it almost made the movie.
I got what they were trying to do. I don't think they were doing it. For me, it felt rushed. Maybe the production was rushed. We looked at the budget as well. We're like, okay, maybe that's why. And so from that, it was kind of like, okay, maybe that's why. But either way, it was a story. There was a story behind it. We watched the story, they filmed it, they edited it, and then they produced it. I watched this movie on Showmax, and it was my Sunday movie.
Active FM, radio has never been better. The FM radio has never been better.
It is also available on Google Play Movies and TV.
Yes.
So if you watch it, you'll see it's a Netflix film. So I'm assuming it's a Netflix film.
Hey.
But we didn't watch it on Netflix. So this film is actually available on other platforms. So if you are boycotting Netflix, which we really hope you are, then... You can find this film. If you want to go watch it, you can find it on other platforms.
Platforms.
But talking about Netflix.
Talk about Netflix.
So why are we boycotting Netflix? Wow, we did a whole show on it. It was called The Horrific Truth About Cuties. If you want to go listen to that show, please do go listen to that show. But Netflix brought out a film called Cuties, and it is basically child pornography in a nutshell. If you want more, a better description, you can go listen to our previous show. But we've actually got quite good news. It's the first bit of good news we've had since this whole cuties thing erupted. But basically, Netflix is being dragged into a criminal courtroom in Texas over the controversial film Cuties. And the film, the reason it's being dragged is because the grand jury believes that it shows kids in sexual situations. So just to give you some of an update, the grand jury in Tyler County, Texas, just handed up the indictment. And according to the docs, Netflix is being charged with promotion of lewd visual material depicting children. By streaming Cuties, Netflix allegedly promoted the lewd exhibition of the genitals or pubic area of a clothed or partially clothed child younger than 18 years old, appealing to the interest of sex, obviously. Then the criminal indictment also says that the movie offers no literary, artistic, political, or scientific value. I love this statement. It's saying that basically this movie offers nothing, that it says it's going to offer. It doesn't offer any of those things. And Netflix recklessly authorized and or tolerated it through its platform and therefore should be held accountable. So this is what the court has said. Critics have been very vocal about the controversial film. Some feel it encourages the sexual exploitation of preteens. Some have even used the word pedophile to describe Cuties. The film is about a group of if you don't know what it's about, it's young girls who join a dance crew and they practice moves that are extremely sexual and they dress in revealing outfits. Ironically, the film's creators have said that they intended the film to speak out against the sexualization of kids, so they were trying to make it known to the world that this is a problem and we need to deal with it, but that message has been lost, obviously, because all they did was actually make the problem worse.
Yeah.
So now, if Netflix loses the court case, this is what will happen. So if convicted, Netflix isn't going to go to prison. Most likely the company will be forced to pay criminal fines and possibly pull the movie from the platform. So
what about the money made over the movie?
I think that's why they'll pay the fine.
Surely.
And it will probably be quite a big fine.
I mean, if they lose the court case, that means that Cuties is what they say it is.
Mm-hmm.
And therefore money that is made, you know, to think about it, Netflix has profited from this.
You know what I wish every country in the world would do? I wish they would do what Texas has done. Imagine if Netflix suddenly got charges from every single country in the world.
Yeah.
Do you understand? And the thing is, every country in the world should be able to push charges because it's child protection laws that they violated. Yeah.
Child abuse.
It is child abuse.
Yeah.
And there's supposed to be laws in place that the government stops that from happening.
Exactly.
And Netflix has just gone and not listened. And that's a crime. What Netflix has done is a crime. And I really, it would be so nice if all the countries in the world could just, you know, go and press charges.
What do you guys think? Come on. Huh? Push the red button. Yeah.
Yeah, so that is the reason we are boycotting Netflix. Yes. So, yeah, back to this movie, Axel. So this movie is actually, did we say what movie? We didn't. So the movie that Ryan picked out for us this week is a movie called Axel, but it's spelled A, it's an abbreviation, AXL. So if you go search the movie, it's AXL.
Attack, yes. Execute, and Logistics.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It's a military dog that they are using. It is in the place of dogs.
It's a robotic dog.
It's a robotic, smart, tech dog. Yeah. In fact, you can also say that the dog was artificial intelligence
because it
thought for itself. It made decisions by itself.
Yeah.
And the dog was in the desert running away.
So the whole film is about, you know how man and dog have been like friends for years and also fought together. So like, assumingly, back in the day when there were cavemen, apparently, they had dogs. And then in World War One, even, there were dogs. Do you understand? Like policemen,
yep.
Dogs. So it's that whole thing of fighting crime and wars. And, you know, dogs have played a very big role.
Together.
Yes. So the aim of the people in the movie was to create this robotic dog that was amazing. And that would just take your soldiers' potential to a whole nother level. Because now they've got this robotic dog that fights with them.
Boom.
Yeah. So that's what the whole story is about. And then, obviously, the robotic dog gets away. A guy finds him, fixes the robotic dog.
Everyone wins.
That whole story.
The guy gets the girl.
Yeah.
Everyone's happy, right?
You know what I think was wrong with this movie? Was the storyline. I think it comes down to the script. The reason why I say that is when I was watching the movie, the acting irritated me. There was actually one part where I was like, I was actually frustrated watching it.
There's things in this film that just don't make sense. There's a few things that just don't... It really, really just doesn't make sense. I wouldn't say the first time. Probably if I had to rewatch the film or if I had to remember back very carefully, I would remember the exact points. But the one specifically for me was when they were trying to... In fact, I remember the first one. The first one was when he was fixing it. Because the thing, like, jumped and then it landed on some things. And all he did is he took his one plastic bike, a mud guard.
Yep.
And that fixed it.
Fixed it.
like, number one, and this is not even like a Wonder Park where you can like, but that doesn't make sense.
Wonder Park.
Like, throwing logic away.
Was better than this.
It was.
Shockingly enough.
But to take... this robotic dog could not get up again. Like, it was down. This piece of steel, this fighting machine, this freaking titanium, you know, you cannot kill it. I mean, it was bulletproof. Remember, it had even bullet marks
because it was been shot
at. Which makes so much sense why it was shot at, because it's obviously they're trying to get it, so they're testing it. Anyway, and now it's unable to get up, and the guy takes his bike. Number one, he knows how to do it, like, so that means automatically has the knowledge. This guy's a biker. Was he even good at school? Was he even in school?
No, he said he didn't get good grades.
You see? And now suddenly he fixed this thing. That doesn't make sense to me. How did he fix it? He took his bike's mud guard and he heated it up and he put it against it. And he fixed it to it. And now suddenly it could work.
There was another part like that, actually. I don't know if you remember at the end of the film. So there's going to be spoiler alerts. So at the end of the film, the dog gets burnt. And it's like almost completely dead.
No, before that.
Yes.
Yes.
And then the dog leads... So there's this, it's the protagonist.
This is the part I was going to get to as well. Yes, yes.
So the protagonist and his girlfriend, it leads them via their phone to this warehouse, this magical warehouse where they've got everything that they need to fix this dog. Where this warehouse popped up from, nobody knows, because
exactly.
It wasn't the original location, but this dog somehow knew that this warehouse had been specially created. But then on top of that, this guy and his girlfriend fix this dog to perfection.
And they know how to do it.
They know how to do it.
And did you notice, like, between all this fixing, did you notice the girl, how perfect she stayed? Like, her hair was...
Yes, her makeup.
They slept in the desert.
Yeah, yes.
And the next day she had
perfect makeup.
And her hair's, like, there. And she's mm-hmm. and she's got the tough look on her face.
Yeah.
And she's like... And she's like... And they fixed the thing. Yeah, that was the other... I was just like, no. This, okay, I can understand. It's cool because they... But no.
It was... No, this movie was unbelievable. Like, and then you couldn't believe it. It didn't make sense.
They should at least talk about it. They can be like, how are we going to fix this thing?
Yeah?
Do you know anything? I don't know how to fix it. Okay, look, I tell you what. And then they like find a diagram and then they're trying to like take pieces of metal and then you see how they're trying to figure out. But yeah, they just knew how to fix it. Like they were the original creators.
Exactly. And they're not the original creators. And he's a biker and she's... Okay, they didn't really give... She's an artist.
Like, at least make the guy some sort of, he's got mechanical engineering. Or, he's built robots before. And so when he looks at, you see, this could be way cooler. He was this, like, robot builder, and he's built a couple things. And now there he was out, because they wanted one of his creations or whatever. And then there he was, and he found the dog. And then he's even, like, boasting. He's even like, wow, look at this dog. It's got the latest 1 hour hydraulics. Oh, and they got the thing right with a water. Guys, this is a military dog. And they're going to come after us. Like, we need to... And then, the other thing that I don't get is, and sorry, I know we're like slating this movie now, but...
No, but this movie is slatable.
These are the things that are going through our heads while we're watching this movie. And I was just like, the way he just gets along with the dog.
Yeah.
And the dog just trusts him.
Yeah.
I'm like, no, man. Do you remember the first thing he does? He's like, yeah, boy, hey. I'm like, dude.
And his response. So you're telling me, you see this dog... This military, this thing is huge. It can shoot you. It's chasing you. And you're going to go, hey, boy, come to a robot. That is your natural response.
Instinct and he's even like...
kicks in and you're fine. Like, good boy, good dog.
It's fine. I won't hurt you. And then he takes this thing off. And then, okay, like I said, I can sort of understand. But no, I don't. This is not the place, guys. Yeah. Look, the render was good. of the thing. And I was looking at some of the behind-scene footage that they actually had, like, some live-action parts that they built, and they had some mechanic parts in that they built. But, the compositing the dog within its background, like when they were running, when it was jumping, and they were having, there's that whole scene where they're riding around that junkyard and they're just having so much fun together, and I was just like, no, we should have more details, guys. I could do this a lot better than that.
That's why I'm saying this movie almost made it to being a movie, because it missed so many things. It was just like, I really didn't feel like I watched a movie afterwards. I felt like I watched a concept for a movie. Like, that was a good, like...
That's a good one, yeah.
Right? Like, guys, this is the concept. All right, let's fix it. But I honestly think the script was the problem, because the storyline, you said it felt rushed, which goes down to script. The acting was terrible. And I don't think it was the actor's fault necessarily. I think it was the script was just bad. Because an actor, do you understand, if you're given a bad script, there's only so much you can do.
Yeah.
Do you understand what I'm saying? So the acting... Like, literally at one point, I was like, no, I can't do these actors. I'm freaking out right now. Like, I wanted to switch it off, and then, obviously, I didn't. I persisted and watched the full thing. Luckily, it was only 1 hour, 38 minutes. Thank the Lord it was not longer than 2 hours, because I probably would have freaked out more. But, yeah, it was something was missing. There was, like, something that wasn't there.
Yeah.
Looking at the box office and the budget, so for this film, they spent $10 million. As Ryan stated before, and they made back $8.5 million. So they were 1.5 million short of their original budget.
Wow.
So I suppose that does tell us something.
For $10 million, and I think the other thing that I thought of, okay, if I were to make a movie and I had a limited budget, it would probably look something like this.
Okay, no. No, the storyline, Ryan. The storyline. You don't need money for a good storyline.
That's also
true. This is a critic's review, right? If you were a bullied teen who just happened to stumble upon a huge robotic dog, what would you do?
I would run.
Exactly. Do you understand what I'm saying? Like, the whole movie didn't make sense. Just, yeah.
Yeah, I think I'd run. And he did sort of run in the beginning, but then he turned around and he sort of went back. So, okay, if I had a limited amount of budget and it had to be a robot dog, I would do this thing very, very wisely. Yes, there you go.
You know what? It's not the budget that was actually the issue, and the CG wasn't bad. It was bad, but it wasn't... We've watched movies with bad CG and we've been fine with it. So Prince of Persia, if you look at Prince of Persia, the movie that we reviewed last week, there were times where the CG was like, meh, but the storyline was so good that you didn't care. You were happy. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And there was another film I actually watched, John Carter, also an old film. The CG also at times isn't brilliant, but the storyline, brilliant. So you're like, meh, it's fine, we'll forgive them. Bad CG is forgivable if your storyline is captivating enough. This one, the storyline sucked. I'm saying it straight. I'm sorry, I'm not being nice. This movie's storyline was horrific. They messed up the storyline. They needed to go back into like 5 drafts of that script and decide if it was really worth making, and then rather put the $10 million into a story that is worth being told.
Now imagine that was like the fifth rewrite or the 600th rewrite. Shame.
The concept's cool. I think the concept was cool. They just, the whole way the story just
maybe put
out.
More focus on the dog and the boy's like relationship. So in other words, maybe spend time more filming the two. Maybe he almost died and the dog saves him.
I even feel the characters weren't consistent. So the main actor's name, he's Alex. He's the actual guy's name is Alex, but in the film he played Miles Hill. So didn't you get that throughout the film? He's not much of a fighter. So, you know, he's calm, and even when something's done to him that's wrong, he doesn't necessarily freak out. Do you understand? Like, yeah. You saw that in the beginning. There's another part where he gets bullied, and his response is... Do you understand what I'm saying? It's not like he doesn't want revenge. Like, he wasn't seeking revenge. But then there's that one part in the film where there's... another guy who's also named Alex. That's weird. Two of their characters' names are Alex.
It is.
That is That is very weird. Okay, anyway. So he was played by... Sorry, no, it's not two of the characters. Two of the actors' names were Alex. But that's not weird. That's normal. It must have just been weird on set because they would... Alex, yeah. No, other Alex. But he, this character's name was Sam. He came and this guy flipped on him. Like, this guy was willing to almost... do you understand? Like, the character suddenly switched. Like, he almost let the dog kill him.
Yeah.
I was like... I don't think I like him anymore. Like, why is he doing that? Do you understand what I'm saying? Like, for me, that scene, there was an inconsistency in the character. Because he went from being the guy that, you know, would you know, respond well to now being a complete idiot. And then even the chick, she's angry at him. You know, she's fighting with him. And next minute, like, she's like, yeah, no, I'm not going anywhere.
Okay.
You're like, okay, right? Yeah, no, I think the script was
and
just...
And the point was...
They were trying to be dramatic for just being dramatic.
Look, when I look at the director, so the director also wrote this film. He was the writer as well. And he doesn't have too much behind his name. So maybe this is sort of one of his, like, first going things. So perhaps maybe that's why it was... I mean, what are directors... first movies like, but although they usually do very small sort of things at first.
Yeah. I just think the storyline, yeah, because even the actors, so the one actor was Becky, her name's Becky G, so she's actually an American singer and songwriter, but she also acted in Power Rangers. Now, Power Rangers, we watched the latest one made in 2017, and we also slated it because we didn't think it was very good either. But the actors in it weren't bad, because Naomi Scott was in it. She's played in Aladdin. She played in the latest Charlie's Angels. So she's a pretty good actress. There's another guy, Jason Lee, sorry, Dacre Mons something. He was in Stranger Things. So he's also a good, he played Billy in Stranger Things. His name's Dacre Montgomery, if I'm pronouncing his name correctly. But he was in Stranger Things. And he was brilliant. So for me, it's not that they're bad actors. It's just that, the storyline was a bit... And I felt like Becky G's character, so her name was Sarah, she was a stereotype. Do you understand what I'm saying? It was like...
Groupie. How I saw it. Almost like because she was there, she was with them, and then she suddenly liked this guy, and then she left there and went there, and then they were... there, and then there was the dog, and they never went anywhere else.
And the crazy part is that no one was looking for them. So his dad, they don't come home. They're not home for like 2 days. The dad, nothing. The mom's like, oh, have you seen my daughter? Well, I have an app you can find her on. But then the mom doesn't go looking for her.
And they're like, oh, there they are.
The mom's like, but that's in the middle of nowhere. And then that's it. You never see the mother again. So you're telling me that the mom's going to go, but she's in the middle of nowhere, and then not do anything.
So I suppose the thing is that the script wasn't really truly thought up, or there wasn't enough depth.
Definitely not.
There was probably like a lot of surface stories. There was a surface story of the dog and the guy that finds the dog because of his, you know, he was with a bunch of friends and they decide to leave him. I think that maybe that was supposed to be like a big sort of, not plot twist, but just a sort of twist, because in the beginning they come across as really nice guys and then they leave him. And then he stays there, and then he comes across the dog, and the next minute, within a few hours, he's having fun with the dog, you know, around the junkyard. And then the girl comes after him. Why would she come after him? Like, I know they just met, but they never really...
She was worried about him.
Yeah.
You see, there's just like, the storyline sucked. That is my opinion of this film.
Were there any likable characters in this film? No.
I like the dad. I like the protagonist's dad.
Oh, my goodness.
I think he was cool.
Serious, eh?
Yeah.
Wow. I suppose you could say the guy, the main character was sort of.
Yeah, he was cool. Just...
He was in, you know, on film for a lot. So.
I would be very interested to see him in another film. Becky G, we obviously saw in Power Rangers, and that film was kind of like, meh. But, so I wouldn't mind seeing her in another film as well, but I would like to see them in a film where the script doesn't stuff them up, personally. Because then you, because like in the beginning I was like, these guys can't act. And then I was like, but you know, like, shame. You can't just say they can't act. Do you understand what I'm saying? Like, they got the role for a reason, which means they can act. But why did it come across like that? And I think it could be at script and directing. You know what? I think I want to put the blame on the director for this film.
Yep.
I actually want to blame the director.
Well, he does direct, you know, the direction of the film.
And his job is to tell the story.
You know what? I remember going through a whole bunch of movies in Showmax, and I remember coming across this one, and it really didn't appeal to me. I don't know why.
And you watched it?
Not then, no. I was just like, I read it, I was just like,
Can I be honest? I was shocked. So Ryan suggested this film, so I'm like, okay, cool, watch it. So then I was like... I really didn't enjoy that. And then I was like, I wonder if Ryan enjoyed it. Then I asked Ryan, what did you think? Meh. I was like, so you made me watch a movie that you thought wasn't good. Ryan, how can you do this to us on the movie show? Can you please explain yourself?
Okay, so you see, at the movie show, we are about really good movies. We're about great movies. And we're also about situations. We need to, you know, Netflix situations. And so I thought, let's review a movie that perhaps people were thinking of watching, or perhaps a movie that people wanted to know what we thought. And so this was it. Because we can't just have great movies.
Nice cover up there, right?
We can't have great movies, and we can't just have really sucky movies. We can have the in-betweens as well.
Yeah.
So who would watch this
for me, this movie wasn't a bad movie. It wasn't. It didn't classify as a movie. It was an almost movie.
Yeah.
It's one of those, yeah, go watch it if you want. But yeah, there's better things to do with 1 hour and 38 minutes of your life.
I wonder what would happen if I had to watch this film again.
I would laugh at you. Are you going to watch it again?
I don't know.
I'm not watching it again.
I don't think so.
I'm not going to do it.
I think we should. Okay, audience reviews. Really nice movie. I love motocross and dogs, so the start definitely got me. The storyline was great. Maybe a little bit more action and ba-boom would have been nice, but I feel this will come up more in the second one. I hope the second one.
Oh no, please, are they making a second one? Ryan, we're not watching the sequel.
I was playing a game on my PS4 when I decided to start Axel at first. I wasn't sure at all I would like it. Probably only 25 minutes into the movie, I was in love with it.
What?
Wow. I turned off my game entirely to keep my 100% attention to the movie. I get it that people might not like watching. And third review. I love this movie. It was awesome. The cast was amazing. I'm sure these are people that are...
They're putting all the nice reviews at the top.
The cast was amazing and the most new aspect of technology, love and life. The movie, you know, the part where like the guy just gets the girl. I was just like,
the guy gets what? The girl? Oh, yeah, because Ryan hates romance.
Yeah, perfect story.
Ryan would be happy if in every single movie we watch, the guy and the girl don't get together.
But then I wouldn't.
There's heartbreak.
But then I wouldn't, because then that would be the common movie. The thing is, the common film is the guy gets the girl. Yeah.
That's what people want. So Ryan, what if with you and your wife, so Ryan's married, happily married with two beautiful boys. What if you never got the girl, Ryan? What, so now you live according to how you want movies to be.
No,
you should not have gotten the girl Ryan.
I'm talking about we're talking about movies here.
Huh?
We're not talking about real life stuff here. We're talking about movies.
You don't want your movies to be realistic, right?
I want my movies to surprise me. They must take me by surprise.
So in other words, you can be happy with your wife, but everyone in films must not be happy.
No. I'm talking about movies here.
Yeah, everyone in a film, in a movie, they must not experience the happiness that you get from being in a marriage.
Describe humor.
Describe humor?
Yes. A joke. If I tell a joke and you laugh, why do you laugh? What is humor? What? Psychology-wise, why does someone laugh at a joke? Can you describe why something is funny?
No, I can't.
Okay, I can.
Don't say it because it's unpredictable, because sometimes you laugh at the most predictable of things.
If you are going, it's something like that. If you are going in one, okay, I tell a story and I'm going in one direction. And then you expect the next step to be in the same direction, but then it takes a completely different direction. That's funny.
No, it's not.
That's what makes a joke.
No.
Why did the chicken cross the road?
Why?
to get to the other side. You didn't expect the answer, so it makes it funny.
I did expect that answer.
Yeah, because you know the joke.
Sometimes jokes go in the complete opposite direction, and then you're like,
no.
Or you're like, ugh.
Those are jokes that are common sense.
No, they're not.
Yes, you do.
Right.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Come in.
Come in who?
Come in, go. Oh, no.
Did you just try to make a joke about this
one? It's like this one. Okay. Sashi, let's play knock, knock. You start.
I don't want to start it with a knock, knock joke.
Okay. You see, you can't play that one on Sashi. Yeah, jokes. All I'm saying is that if you watch a movie and you expected it to turn throughout the whole movie, what keeps you glued to a movie? Because you want to know what's happening next. Because it looks like it's going in. It's like.
But you also want to be satisfied by the end of the movie.
Yeah, absolutely.
And for some people, for them to be satisfied, the guy has to get the girl.
Yeah, but maybe the guy doesn't get the girl, but then she ends up somewhere better. And he ends up somewhere better.
That's Little Woman, Ryan. You're explaining Little Woman now.
I don't know how to explain it. If I watch a movie and it's predictable, it's not going to
grip me. Okay, what if it's not predictable and it has a romance story?
So, e.g., yes, okay.
Prince of Persia you enjoyed.
That's fine. I don't mind if it's, yeah. So, e.g., what keeps a person glued in on a movie? Because the movie is at a split and something could happen that you don't want to happen, and at the same time, something could happen that you want to happen. And so it keeps you gluing. Is it going to happen? And it's going more towards the side. You're like, no, please, no, please, no, please. And then at last minute, and you're like, yes. But now when the guy gets the girl, you're like, yes, I was expecting that they were going to be. Because in the movie, they fell in love. They stuck together through hard times. And at the end, he gets her. Okay, that's awesome. There are guys out there that are like, yeah. They agree with me.
So
I always go back. Spider-Man 3.
Yeah, you always go back to Spider-Man.
It was
Spider-Man,
so awesome.
And then you got the girl.
Why? Not because I'm mean. Not because I don't want the guy to get the girl. But because a superhero cannot have a girlfriend. Superheroes don't have girlfriends. He can't. Why? Because it is a risk for him. Because the bad guys go after the girl. Spider-Man loses it. His superheroes are gone. His superpowers are gone. Because forget about that old lady over there, the cat is stuck in the
But what about the girl? What about him protecting the girl? So now you're saying that the girl doesn't deserve protection, that only the old lady down the road deserves protection.
What is a superhero about?
Saving people, all people, yes. Of all ages, races, and colors.
And now when it comes to the girlfriend, who's it about?
All people.
No, it's about himself. Superhero saves.
So you're saying
others.
Being in love is selfish. That's basically what you're saying.
What?
You're saying being in love is selfish.
No, it's just, it pulls the focus from being, saving other people to saving the girl. It's about him because he loves her. And that's just like, nah, man. Nah, it's not cool. It's not cool.
So in other words, you are not a superhero, Ryan.
If this...
Because your love has focused, you are...
This is why I watch movies with superheroes. Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Wow, this has been a very in-depth study on Ryan.
From Axel to why predictable movies and why the common movie has romance in it and a guy getting a girl. Why it's just like, bleh. Yes.
Right.
Because everyone loves predictable movies. They love movie twists, right?
Yeah, but they also like the guy getting the girl.
Yeah, but it mustn't be the main focus of the movie. That's all I'm saying. I think that's what it is.
Okay.
In Spider-Man 3, right at the end, he gets the girl, and then the whole movie became, you were sitting there smiling because he gets the girl. You're like, the whole movie. But forget about Spider-Man, and then he's, you know, the webs and the stuff he has to face.
So you were very happy with The Amazing Spider-Man 2? Because she died in The Amazing Spider-Man 2.
No.
Oh, no. What do you want, Fred? Oh my word. Ladies and gentlemen, he doesn't know what he wants. He doesn't want the guy to get the girl, but he also doesn't want the girl to die. So now it's just... You make no sense. I would just like to state that nothing at all.
I think that movie, you just leave and you're just like, that sucked.
You see, that's why you're not satisfied. So you're only satisfied when the guy gets the girl, which means it's what you deeply want inside. You just don't want to admit it and you hide behind. It mustn't be predictable, but actually, you want the guy to get the girl, right? You've just proven it. You have just proven it.
Every movie ends with... In a good, you expect the movie. Okay, let me put it this way: movie starts, the main actor dies. What happens?
The ends.
No, you sit there, that you're leaning, you're like, no, this can't happen. This, how? No, sure. Now you want to watch the rest of the film.
But then the main character didn't die.
Well, exactly, because in your head, that's what you believe. You're like, no, I have to stick by. Surely something's going to happen because the main actor can't die.
Because then they're not the main actor.
No, but he is the main actor. Because then, okay, fine, there's a surprise at the end. Something happens. Everyone comes back. You understand what I'm saying? But you were glued through. That's the point. The movie kept you in. But if the movie is proceeding in a direction and it's predictable, nothing grips you. If it's like, Ryan, time to eat. You're like, okay. And you walk off, you walk away.
But your argument was that the guy mustn't get the girl.
Because the guy getting the girl is one of the common things that happen in movies. It's the common thing.
So if you want the guy to not get the girl,
movie starts
by the end of the movie or not?
You can get it as long as I'm not feeling like it's predictable. Okay, movie starts, guy likes girl, something happens, they split up. Immediately my head, they're like, yeah, no, something's going to happen, they're going to get back together again at some point. But then guess what? She moves. And I'm like, yes. Then I want to find out how he gets her.
Oh, so they... Oh.
Do you understand? It's unpredictable. But then something else happens, wada-wada, and then later on down the line, after he saved the whole of New York, there she walks in. She's a reporter. Ha! I'm fine with that. Do you understand? But when the whole film becomes about a guy and how they're trying to get together, and then at the end he gets... It's just like, okay. But look, let me put it this way. It was a shock when Spider-Man... What is his name?
Andrew Garfield. Which one?
That's Spider-Man as a movie, a name in the movie. He's not just Spider-Man.
Peter Parker.
But when Peter Parker, you see, in the whole movie happens, and then you're like, okay, no, they're going to get together now. Okay, cool. But then they don't get together. I'm like, yo, that is a surprise. Now, guess what? I want to watch until the end because I want to see if it's true. It's unpredictable.
Okay. So, in other words, they don't get together in the beginning. They get together at the end.
Whatever.
And the whole time you're like,
as long as it's not predictable.
So it's like Prince of Persia was. They weren't together.
I'm trying to remember.
At one point, yes. They absolutely hated each other.
No, I knew that they were going to... I knew it.
No, you didn't. At one point, you were like, what?
I still said that the relationship between the guy and the girl in Prince of Persia reminded me of Han Solo and Princess... I think her name is Leia.
Leia.
Yeah.
Were you happy that they got together?
It was a love-hate relationship, but it wasn't the main point of the movie.
So you were happy?
It was the guy. Yeah, I was fine. It was about who the bad guy was and how to stop him. And what happened was that stuff was getting worse in Prince of Persia because the guy kept falling down the hole. Even worse. It was getting worse. And I was just like, what is going to happen? This is the main character. He has to live. And all the loved ones were dying out. Remember, I was still like, what? Brother, boom, dead. I'm like, where's the thing? He's going to turn it back. No, he didn't. What? That puts me at a risk now because now I know if the brother can go, anyone can go.
Okay.
You see, now I'm surprised. I'm hooked. I'm in. And at the end, fine, gets the girl. And then he does the thing and it all turns around. That's when I stood up and I was like, remember, you said I was in the movie. Because right at the end,
but then you cannot say around. That the guy can't get the girl. Your point is not that you're fine with the guy getting the girl. But the whole, yes, so you need to change your tune, Ryan.
It's about the unpredictability.
Because now we were out here thinking you don't like romance at all.
No, it's, the specific thing about Spider-Man 3 was that.
Okay.
That was the point about, it made it unpredictable. And then at the end he does that thing and I'm like, oh, you suck, dude.
Wow. That's deep.
So yes, from Axel.
Yeah, that's how bad this movie was that we didn't even discuss it.
And we just go offline.
We moved off.
Can we talk about this offline, please?
Right. If you want to watch this movie, you can watch this movie. I would not recommend you do. It's not bad. It's just...
It's okay.
It's a waste of time.
Yeah, it's okay.
It's like, meh.
In fact...
There's better movies to watch.
In fact, hey guys, let's do this, right? Go watch the movie. I'm going to say go watch it. If you're going to comment... And tell us what your thoughts are.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, hit comments.
Maybe you do like it.
Share it with us. Exactly. Tell us why you liked it and what you thought about what we were saying. Because at the end of the day, it's our opinion. I should state that, you know, we have made movies. You know, we have written scripts and filmed stuff. So, you know, we do kind of know what we're talking about. And we watch lots of movies. Every week we watch at least one movie.
At least one.
And then we talk about it.
We do. And research it.
Yes. Do you do that? No. Exactly. So, watch the film. Give us your opinion, all right, on our social media networks, which we're going to get to. And because we really would like to hear from you.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Honestly, we do.
reacting. Being reactive is being a people of reaction, people of change, being a movement of young people. It's not just a band, it's not just good music or inspiring words, it's not just catchy, it's life changing.
Check us out on Spotify, iTunes, Deezer, Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube.
So our social media networking platforms are Instagram.
Is that you going Facebook, on the fact that I said? Okay, cool.
From just jumping onto the next.
It was unpredictable, right?
It was. So it's Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, Parler, Gab, and Reddit. You can just search for Active FM. We also have a WhatsApp number, which you can find on our Instagram bio. You can go get the number there, and you can WhatsApp us, voice note us, whatever. Us on WhatsApp, yeah. And then we have an amazing website, www.activefm.co.za.
Did you just say Parler? We're even on Parler.
We are on Parler.
People don't know Parler. Go check it out, guys.
Mm-hmm.
It's freaking awesome.
Right.
Okay. And also, if you have a Spotify subscription, yep, we are there too. And if you have, well, of course you have Google Podcast. And of course you have, if you have an iPhone, you have Apple Podcast. Go check it out on there as well. That is cool because you don't even have to download anything. The app's already on your phone, except for if you're an Android user, you will need to get Google Podcasts. But once you got it and you subscribe to your favorite podcasts, then you'll get notifications. It's exactly the same as Apple Podcasts. Android, you need to put Android Podcasts on Android phones as a standard from now onwards. All right, coming to you in Android version 12. Okay, cool. And then as well as if you, well, I shouldn't say if you. Everyone watches YouTube. Go onto YouTube. Go look for two channels. The one is Active FM. Our shows are there as well, along with all the other awesome and wonderful shows that are there. Go look at them. You'll scroll to ends. But please don't do it at work because you need to be working. And also go check. Well, except if you're going to listen to it. That's a good point.
Yes.
Just don't make sure you're not typing or anything like that. And then go check out Active FM, the movie show. We have visual podcasts there. When we say that the animation was bad, we show you the part where the animation was bad. Yes, that's it. All right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so this has been the movie show on Active FM.
With me, Sash. And her, Ryan.
And that is
the Active FM
people who hate
movie
romance,
show.
That's what...
That was unpredictable, right? It was unpredictable.
Not really, no, because I mentioned that.
Check, I even got your mom turning around saying, what? I'm so shocked right now.
I would like to dispute that. It is predictable because in the beginning of the show, I said that I once called you Ryan.
Yeah, that's exactly what I said. Nobody predicted that, you see. So,
all right.
This is the movie show.
On Active FM.
With?
Sesh.
And Ryan.
Peace out.
Cheers.
Active FM. Radio has never been better.